King David was one of the great pillars of the Old Testament, one of the great heroes of the Jewish nation. And this is a man that when he was a youth, he went without any armor against the most terrifying warrior in the entire Philistine army. Not a single Israelite was willing to face him, but David went out against him with a sling and a rock and struck him dead. This is a man who was virtually unstoppable as the general of the armies of Israel. Pretty much every military campaign that he undertook, he was victorious. He had a kingdom that was given to him, the kingdom of Israel. God promised him a dynasty, that his son would reign on the throne and that his kingdom would endure forever. Not just to the end of time, but forever, into eternity. He had incredible wealth. He had all sorts of children. He had wisdom. And he had fame throughout the entire known world. He had all these blessings. Anything you could possibly imagine, King David had it. And if there's anything that he didn't have, he could have asked our Lord for it and he would have received it. But he lost sight of all those blessings that he had and he kind of became a little lazy. At a time when he was supposed to be leading the armies out into battle, he sent his general out and he decided to stick around in Jerusalem and lounge around in his palace taking long siestas in the afternoon. And it was on one of these siestas as he got up at the early time of 3 o'clock in the afternoon that he saw Bathsheba, a woman who was married, who was bathing, and he fell in love with her. He committed adultery. She conceived a child and cover up his crime, he killed her husband, Uriah. And so in today's first reading, we hear about how the prophet Nathan confronts him about his sin and how he confesses his guilt. But the thing that happened to King David, what led to his downfall, was that with all these blessings that he had, he lost sight of all of them. And he threw it all away, and he betrayed his Lord, whom he had served so faithfully for so many years, because he became fixated on the one thing that he was not allowed to have. He lost sight of all the other blessings and was focused in on that one thing he couldn't have. I think it's important for us to learn from the mistake of King David, because that's a spiritual danger that all of us can fall into. Because all of us are in the same position as King David. All of us have been blessed with incredible blessings from our Lord. If we take a moment to think about it, the fact that each one of us is alive right now and is right here at church, our life is a gift from God. He's given us our families. He's given us the Catholic Church that we're a part of. He's adopted us into his family at our baptism, which means each one of us is royalty. We belong to the household of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. He feeds us with the Eucharist, a gift that the Jews have been waiting for and desiring for centuries. We have access to every day. He's given us the Blessed Virgin Mary to be our spiritual mother, and he's promised us eternal life in his kingdom. You know, how much more could we ask for? If every one of us just takes a step back to think about it, every one of us has incredible blessings, and every single thing that we need and desire, our Lord has blessed us with. And yet, how often do we forget about all those things and lose sight of those things, and we become fixated on petty, worthless things instead, and we think about the one thing that we don't have that we want, and we forget about all the blessings that we do have. You know, we fall into the same mistake as King David. You know, some people focus on clothing. They want a certain thing that they don't have. Or social status. They focus on their social status or others' opinions of them. Or momentary sinful pleasures. Or some material item that they saw on a commercial or on television. And they become unhappy because they're seeking after this one thing that they don't have. We end up losing sight of all the blessings that we do have. You know, how often do we go through life forgetting about all those blessings? But the truth is, our life is richer, our life is happier, and we find peace if we simply recognize the incredible blessings that we've been given. And that's why, in order to have a life of happiness and fulfillment, daily prayer and weekly Mass is absolutely essential. And not just to go through the motions, but to make prayers of thanksgiving part of our spiritual life, part of our daily prayer. That's one element that should always be part of all of our daily prayer, is prayers of thanksgiving, where we simply take a few moments to look at all the blessings that we've received and realize that at this very moment we have everything that we need for our happiness. Why should we desire anything else? Our Lord has given us everything that we need. We become miserable when we lose sight of all that and focus on the one or a couple things that we don't have, which in actuality we really don't need and generally don't bring us lasting happiness. Everything that brings us lasting happiness, our Lord has given to us. And so if we have fallen away and lost sight, like King David did, of all the blessings that we have, and if we've followed the wrong course, then we should repent, as King David did, and confess our sins, as King David did to the prophet Nathan. We have a perfect example in today's gospel of this woman who's literally weeping at the feet of Jesus Christ. She's bathing his feet with her tears and drying them with her hair because she recognized what she had lost. She recognized what she had thrown away and the misery that she had brought herself to with her sin. And she recognized the love of God and his mercy in forgiving her. And so we have this incredible example in the woman in today's gospel and with King David of people who have repented. And so today's lesson is not to become complacent in our spiritual lives as King David did and lose sight of all the blessings that we've been given. Just because the Lord offers us blessings so freely and so abundantly doesn't make them any less valuable. But the key to happiness and peace in our lives is to meditate frequently on those blessings so that we can realize just how deeply our Lord loves us, how deeply he has blessed us, and that truly we have everything that's important, everything that we need, every blessing the Lord is willing to give us. And so we should give renewed thanks each day. And if we do so, our life will be richer and happier because of it.